Mark chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. As he walked along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," Jesus told him, and Levi got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. In Jesus' name, beloved of God, I gathered from a bulletin announcement last week that some are already lining up jobs snow shoveling this winter. Maybe you already have something lined up. Levi Matthew already had a job. He was well paid for his work, and he had many friends among his fellow workers. And yet one day when Jesus came to Levi and called to him, he left his job for a job in God's kingdom. Would you do that? Just what is required to get a job in God's kingdom? Many people think that they don't meet the requirements, or they wouldn't want to meet them. They're just fine moseying along from day to day. They don't really want the zeal that they feel is required to get a job in God's kingdom. But Levi didn't have any zeal except for making money. Many people think that they would have to become a much better person to be called to the Lord's work. And they're not even sure they want to be a better person. That might take a lot of effort. But Levi was not such a great person. Levi was known, or was what was known at that time as a small tax collector. The great tax collectors collected income tax, big stuff like that. But the small tax collectors were much harder on the people. They could think of a tax for everything. They would tax the axles, the wheels, the roads, the highways, the bridges, the canals, the pack animals, the pedestrians. They would stop a caravan, make them unload all of their cargo, extract their tax, and then leave them to pack it all up again. Some of the small tax collectors hired others to do the collecting, but the really hated ones were those who sat right there in the booth and got in it up to their elbows. And of those that sat at their booths, the most notorious tyrants were the ones on the seashore who taxed the ships coming and going. Jesus found Levi, the tax collector, sitting at his booth on the seashore and said, "Follow me." The requirement for getting a job in God's kingdom is not sinlessness, or Matthew would have never gotten the job. Holiness or sainthood was not a requirement of Matthew. It was a gift to him. A saint was what Jesus made of him, a holy, beloved child of God. The only requirement for getting a job in God's kingdom is to be called. Matthew heard it, "Follow me," and he had the job. Every one of us has heard it too, haven't we? "Come unto me, all you who are burdened and weary, and I will give you rest." Not only is sinlessness not required, sinfulness is required. Weary and burdened. Matthew met the requirement of being a sinner, and so do we. Matthew met the requirement of being called to follow him, and so have we been called in Christ Jesus. But to what? Well, Jesus didn't have to tell Matthew. He was so happy to be a follower of Jesus that he had him over for supper and gave his friends a chance to meet Jesus too. And this is our work also, isn't it? That's why we hold public worship services, not just so we have a place to come and hear the voice of Jesus, but so that others may come, so that we may spur one another on, so that others may come to know the treasure of forgiveness and life beyond the grave. It doesn't always mean leaving our snow shoveling jobs, but whatever other jobs help to bring us food for this life, we always have the job of bringing food to others for eternal life. And that also means working with other believers, doesn't it? We cannot dine with Jesus and stay separate from his disciples. That's why Christians join together to work and worship and to preach and to pray with those who confess the same as they do. Belonging to a congregation does not save you. But if in following our Savior, we find a group of Christians walking the same road, how can we not walk with them unless we stop following Him? And it was right here that many scribes and Pharisees left Jesus, for they approached Him at that very meal. They didn't mind talking with Him, but they could not stand his congregation of tax collectors like Matthew and his friends. Some today say, "I like Jesus and all that, but I don't want to get involved with any group of disciples. That limits my freedom too much." But following Jesus never limited Matthew's freedom. It pinched his sinful flesh a little, certainly, but it never limited his freedom. Instead, it led to freedom from hunger and thirst, from cold and heat, from injury and disease, from pain and sorrow and tears. And these are the same benefits and freedoms that we have in the kingdom of God. And that is why we too would be willing, if Jesus asked us to give up jobs, homes, and life itself for the work of his kingdom. Because we have so much more than all those things in his kingdom. As Martin Luther sang, "And take they our life, goods, fame, child, wife, if these all be gone, they yet have nothing won. The kingdom ours remaineth." Let's sing it. 262, stanza 4.